Welcome to another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
We've got an interesting person in to talk to us today. Do you want to introduce him there, Sean?
We have a young sporting superstar from the Gawler region, very promising AFL footballer, and has been a fabulous basketballer in his time, but maybe he's come to an end in terms of basketball. But introduce Jackson Hatley.
Welcome, Jackson.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, mate. Now, Hatley, now there used to be a footballer. Played for South Adelaide, Ron Hatley.
I did.
Any relative?
I think he's a first removed cousin from me.
Gee.
So, yeah, haven't met him, but hopefully one day I can meet him. I heard he was a good footballer.
So you got some of his genes because Dad doesn't play footy, does he?
Yeah, he's, Dad, I think he tells me he went all right, but I don't know how good he actually was.
Yeah.
So it must be Ron's genes.
And, of course, we'll talk a little bit about basketball because your dad played basketball, your mum played netball, and you were into basketball. What was that like when you were playing basketball?
Yeah, I loved basketball right up until probably under 16s. It was going well, but I had to make a choice whether I played some basketball or footy. They started clashing when I was sort of turning 17. So that was a tough call, but I love playing basketball and still enjoy getting shots up.
Just to put it in context, it's not just basketball. Jackson actually represented South Australia at the national championship. So I think probably it was Tasmania under 16s.
Yeah, held in Tassie.
Now you actually broke a record there.
Yeah.
For the most made 3-point shots.
Yeah.
That point ever.
Yeah.
In that carnival, so it wasn't like you were a slouch. I've certainly seen you play basketball, and you could have maybe gone either way.
Yeah, it was a tough decision. Yeah, very tough decision coming off that nationals, but I've always probably been a little bit more passionate about footy, but love both sports, but focus on footy at the moment.
And there's been a few basketballers move into footy, Hugh Greenwood, for example. Yeah. Do you think that like playing the basketball and the footy has been was a big advantage, being involved in a couple of sports rather than just one?
Yeah, definitely. I think lots of the elite athletes play multiple sports growing up. I think it just helps you with your in-traffic, staying composed, things like that. Lots of transferable skills between both sports, so...
Yeah, there's been a number of basketballs over the years, or even back in the SNFL days before the Crows started there. There was players would come from basketball and they'd be ruckman in the footy, and it just seems to go hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, I think it does.
So AFL basketball seems to be a huge link, and you've got some foundation there.
Yeah, that's it.
So speaking of footy, you've been part of the AFL Academy now for the last 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years now.
And just recently you got the opportunity to travel to America. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was an unreal trip. So we had guys like Brad Johnson and Boomer Harvey come away with us, Peter Sumich, Luke Powers, the head coach. So having these sort of guys come away with a group of 30 players, as well as some other support staff, you just learn heaps from those guys.
Where did you go in the
summer? So first week we went to Florida at a place called the IMG Academy. Which is a high school over there where there were some guys preparing for the NFL Combine, which is coming up. So it's pretty much a specialist sports high school that all the best sporting people get recruited to. So they won the NFL high school competition last year. So their facilities are amazing. You had to take shuttles around the place just to get from field to field. And so we were there for a week. Then we went to LA for 4 days.
Disneyland?
Disneyland was a highlight for the boys. And we trained at UCLA a couple of times. That's a great facility. It was a good trip.
Did you play any footy over there?
We didn't play any teams, but we used a lot of training stuff. So I trained on the soccer pitches over there. I don't really have footy ovals. It was just a development camp, doing some training.
Did you see anything with the NFL guys that you can take on board to help your game as a footballer?
Oh, they're so explosive, the explosive training they do. We did a couple of sessions with Lauren Seagrove, his name is a sprints coach from over in the States, pretty highly regarded over there. And I think they do a bit of stuff with him in preparation for the combine as well. So he was great to learn from as well.
Well, Lawrence actually came to Adelaide, I'd say, 20 years ago, and he certainly has been one of the best sprint coaches in the world for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And he's travelled around the world sharing his knowledge on sprint mechanics. So,
yeah.
And I think that's a big difference, isn't it? You get to, like, you see the difference in the amount of money and preparation and conditioning.
So much money goes into it.
And probably the only sport that's on a par or getting close to that would be AFL.
Yeah, it's getting there, I think. Definitely the facilities are growing.
Now, last year you were playing some senior footy essentials in the seconds.
Yeah.
I believe you had an injury which cut your season a little bit short. Tell us a little bit about the injury, how you thought you were going, and your recovery.
Yeah, so it didn't end up being too bad an injury. I actually got a knee to the kidney with about three rounds to go, and I didn't think it was too bad. It was in the second quarter. I sort of played out the game down at Norwood, and then was feeling pretty crook after the game. And just went to the toilet and blood was coming out. So I had to spend the night in hospital and missed a couple of weeks there. But I actually got back for the last game of the regular season. Played against the Eagles and then played the first final against West Adelaide, which we lost. But it was a good experience playing against those bigger bodies up on the senior track. And, been training with them this year.
So you've been involved with Academy for a couple of years,
yep.
Obviously on the fast track towards playing AFL.
Hopefully.
What is your favourite AFL team?
I go for Collingwood. I'm a Collingwood fan, So Dad's got me into them.
You're joking.
So he's followed you from his dad's footsteps.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he put a guernsey on me when I was 2 or 3 days old and haven't been able to get it off since, so.
But I was watching you walk. You walk fairly straight. There's no wobbles at all.
And I've still got it on my teeth as well. So
I don't know. Let me have a look. Yeah, he's got real teeth.
Yeah, so.
So what does, say, the next 12 months look like for you? And if everything went to plan, what's going to be up for the next 12 months?
So I'm at Central at the moment doing pre-season there. And we start trial games soon. So hopefully I'm playing league in round one. And see how that goes throughout the year. And then in the middle, there'll be some state stuff in there, some national championship games. We go to Victoria. WA will come here and we'll play them this year. And then, if I play well, I'll put my hand up and nominate for the draft. That's in November. We'll see what happens from there.
So has Dad got any sway with Collingwood? Do you think that he'll be working hard to get you?
I'm sure
to pick you up.
I'm sure he'd love me to go to Collingwood, but anywhere would be fine. You just love to get an opportunity anywhere.
So you watch the AFL.
Yeah.
And what type of role do you see yourself as a player in the AFL system? What are you sort of aiming to be? An on-baller, a batsman?
Yeah.
What type of role are you looking at developing into?
Yeah, so I've mainly played on the ball growing up as a kid, and that's where I've been training with the Central's team over pre-season. So I think going forward, I'll develop into sort of a bigger midfielder. But then I've been playing a bit forward as well when the state stuff starts. So, bigger on baller who can go forward is probably the role that I'll try on.
You need a big engine to do that. So what type of training do you do to increase the engine room so that you can have that capacity?
Yeah, so we do 2K as a measure of that and the yo-yo test as well. So training for that, you sort of... you're probably doing 3 or 4 aerobic type sessions on your legs during a week, and then 1 or 2 sort of bike or swims during the week just to freshen up and still get that aerobic benefit.
What's the yo-yo?
Yeah, yo-yo test. So
just explain it slowly.
Okay, so
Rob.
It's very much like a beep test.
Oh, okay.
But it's just faster. So you start at a higher level. So the cones are 20 metres apart and you've got to get there before the beeps, but you get a 10-second rest in between each run. So it's at a much higher intensity than the beep test and doesn't go for as long, but it's just as hard by the end. You're just sprinting up and back.
It's very specific to intermittent team sports.
Yeah,
for yo-yo fans, I was thinking of walking the dog and around the world and a few of the tricks we used to do with the yo-yos.
Rock the baby.
Yeah, rock the baby, yeah.
Good old days with yo-yos.
Yeah.
But I am interested, like, you're doing year 12 this year.
Yeah.
And so, like, what's your normal week look like? Because you've done a great job of balancing out your commitments at school. Like, I don't think we've mentioned yet that you're actually college captain this year.
Yeah.
And obviously last year doing year 12 subjects as a year 11.
Yeah.
So how are you balancing out your academic requirements and your college commitments as well as, playing sport at a high level?
It's obviously pretty important, all those parts of your life. You can't just put all your eggs into one basket sort of thing. So I think it helped me. I did do that year 12 subject last year. So I've got a couple more frees this year. And I'm doing a Cert 3 too. So I'm just going to make the most of my time while I'm at school. So then if I've got training till late at night, I make sure I get that work done while I'm at school. And then, that opens doors up to train more and things like that.
If professional football isn't on the agenda, what is?
I'm thinking of, I'm definitely going to uni and probably looking at doing a business degree as a sort of base degree and then just branch out from there. I'm still not 100% sure. I'm interested in sports science, so I was looking at considering that as well. But right now I'm probably thinking more about a business degree first and just seeing where I go from there.
And parental influence, like we talked about Dad, his sporting background. And what about Mum? I know Mum is into some interesting areas, including yoga and meditation. Does that has that helped you? I mean, do you and Mum talk about that sort of stuff, and has that helped you as a sports person?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Mum and Dad are pretty different in sort of the roles they work in, with Dad being a sort of teacher and Mum being a yoga instructor. But I think that balance has helped me a fair bit, just learning off both of them. They both helped me a lot. Dad more so with the training, things like that, but Mum about that balance in life and making sure all your areas are covered. So yeah, I sit down and do some yoga with her at least once a week. I try and go to her class, which I find helps a fair bit.
Mm. We spoke about your deficiencies in regards to supporting Collingwood. What about some positives? Who are the role models? Who do you see currently in the AFL that you model yourself after or you hope to model yourself after?
Yeah, so as a Collingwood fan, Scott Penderbury is a big one that comes to mind. He was an ex-basketballer.
And look, he is a great player. Come on. I know you're not a Collingwood fan, but he is a fabulous player.
Oh, okay, I'll give you that one.
He's a very good player, and he's a bigger midfielder as well, very similar size, me and him. And with that ex-basketball ability that he's got, he's someone I've always looked up to and try and model my game on a little bit.
If you were drafted in Adelaide, which team would you prefer, Adelaide or Power?
Oh, that's a tough. I actually trained with Port for a week during the pre-season. I was pretty impressed with them and those guys. So Port would be good, but the Crows as well. Crows are obviously right in the premiership window right now, a very successful club. So, yeah, it's tough to choose.
That's a very well-balanced answer.
It is.
A young man who could be drafted by either. And they could be listening right now.
They could be.
Not right now, but when it goes on.
Yeah.
So, this season, obviously we spoke about you wanting to play league football and do well in the state and everything like that, but what about Central District? How do you see them this year? Do you see them as a premiership contender?
I think so. I think we got that belief as a group. I think we lost a few guys, get picked up, got drafted, moved into state or went to play country footy. But we were right around the mark last year and we had a couple of guys injured as well who would get back for this season. So I think we got a pretty strong belief as a group. We've got a fair few young guys coming through too. So it's pretty exciting at the moment. There was a bit of uncertainty to start the year with those guys leaving, but we're all feeling pretty fit at the moment and just ready for games to start.
So you're hoping to fill Nick Holman's role this season, hey?
Yeah, well, Nick Holman, I was devastated when he got picked. I was very happy for him, but I was sort of following him around at training while during the start of pre-season. He's very good when the balls come out, very competitive, and learned a bit from him while he was here. But, yeah, if I can take some of those minutes and help out, I'll try it.
Last question from me. Young footballers are in the limelight a lot.
Yeah.
We saw, in fact, one of the young Collingwood boys get himself in trouble not long ago. But so what sort of stuff are they in doing? Like, being part of the AFL Academy, and obviously they're going to be focusing on you as a footballer.
Yeah.
What other stuff are they doing to help you become, like, deal with those type of things, but become the well-rounded person that's going to be a football AFL footballer?
Yeah, so their sort of mission statement is actually creating better people and better footballers. So they really do spend a fair bit of time developing that you as a person. So they have a fair bit of education sessions on things like what the GOE got done for and all that, because they're really doing us to develop as people as well as footballers. So we have education sessions around those sort of things which help a fair bit.
I think they're doing a good job. This gentleman is a well-rounded, popular individual, doing a great job. So Mum and Dad and the AFL Academy, and of course, his wonderful school have done a fabulous job.
Well, knowing his dad, he's obviously a product of his parents. Well done, and all the best, Jackson, for this season and going forward. I hope you have a successful season with Central District, and and get picked up by the Crows next year. And I hope everything goes as you wish, and you have a lot of success, because you deserve it, mate.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
This is another Carlo and Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.